Sister Streeter. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Brother Ronnie. I thank you for Sister Pat. Amen. Lord, I thank you for Deacon Rayleigh, Sister Rayleigh, and we could go on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We need to thank God for one another and our faith in him. Hallelujah. So he said in verse 16, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And this is what he would pray for the people of God. Now grab hold of this, please. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what we should be going after. You hear me? That's what we should be going after. That's what we should be praying for ourselves, and that's what we should be praying for one another, that God would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The Apostle Paul says, I forsook everything. I forsook everything. I count it as trash, as dung, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It's important that we know him. Look at somebody and say, I gotta know him. Amen. And that's what he prayed. And he went on to pray in verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Let me read that again. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Let me say something. I'm going to finish reading this verse. I'm going to finish reading this verse, but I want you to listen to me. Do I have your attention? I said, do I have your attention? The devil is trying to short circuit your call. He's trying to short circuit your call. He don't want you to walk in the calling of God. He don't want you to walk in the will of God for your life. He don't want you to walk in the victory that Jesus has purchased for us. Are you hearing me real good? Hallelujah. I'm back at verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? Everybody say believe. And as you know, that's what I've been ministering on the past few weeks is our faith. And I intended to, if the Lord say the same, to continue tonight. We'll see. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? Do we have any believers in here? Let the believers shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the word of God said there is exceedingly great power available to us who believe. Glory, hallelujah. Grab a hold of that. Don't let that slip. Let me finish the entire verse. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Glory to God. Verse 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. I want you to grab this. Grab hold of this while we're traveling. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and put all things, everybody say all things, and put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of who? Him who fills all in all. That's the revelation God wants us to have. That's the knowledge God wants us to have. And we should pray for ourselves and pray for our fellow brothers and sisters that we walk in this knowledge, that we walk in this revelation, that we walk in this power that God has made available to us through Jesus Christ, who is now seated at his right hand, far above everything. The devil can't touch him. He's far above all principalities. Now, are you ready for this? I want you to get a hold of this. The devil can't touch you. But you know what? You and I can. Because we're seated together with him in heavenly places. Somebody ought to shout about that one. See, yes, we're in the earth, but you and I have a citizenship in heaven. My name and your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. They know who I am up there. They know who you are up there. Oh, they know you. And they praising God for you. And you got some loved ones up there waiting on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, while we on this, that's not the only prayer he prayed. He prayed a number of prayers. Hallelujah. Flip over to chapter 3. I'm still in the book of Ephesians. And look at verse 14. He says, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he," now he's praying for us again, "that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man." That you will be strong because of the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's his prayer for us, folks, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Listen to this, verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through what? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in what? Love. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? We are not rooted and we are not grounded if we're not walking in love. We're shaky. We got to walk in love. We got to walk. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Let me tell you something. And I was planning on going there. We'll see how we go. But when you walk in love, nobody can shake you. No one can shake you. Nothing can shake you. And the Apostle Paul was telling the church at Ephesus, and he's talking to you and I as well. He says, I want you to walk in this revelation. I want you to walk in this power. I want you to know the love of God. I want you to experience his love. And I want you to let that love just overflow out of you, that whoever you encounter, that the love of God will spill over on them and they will never be the same. Y'all still with me? So verse 17 again, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Listen to this. Now, grab a hold of this. Don't let this slip. That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able. I hope you got that. Let me read it again. 17 say, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, just because it's verse 18 does not mean it's not connected to verse 17. Okay. I'm going to read 17 again because I want you to grab this. I don't want you to miss this. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled, listen to this, with all the fullness of God. See, that's the kind of prayers we need to be praying. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. And listen, let me tell you something. I know we live in a wicked world, and I know there are folks out there, and I know you know some, that's just plain aggravating. They can be a nuisance, you know, and they can get on your last nerve sometimes. But you know what? We can't allow that to happen. We don't have to. We don't have to. Because if we will walk in this revelation, and if we will walk in this knowledge, listen to what verse 20 says. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Say that again. Say it with me. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all, that we may ask a thing. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, when we choose to line up with God's way of doing things, when we choose to walk in this love and the revelation that he's praying about and is speaking of here, I tell you what, there's nothing impossible, will be impossible to us.
Amen.
Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I tell you what, when we're walking in this kind of love, when we're walking in this kind of power, some we just think it sometime and it happens. Boom! Hallelujah. Just think it and it happens. I want to read that again for me. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask. I'm making it personal now. You can do the same thing. Or think according to his power that's working in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. He's praying for the church. He's praying for you and me. Hallelujah. Well, while we on this, might we do one more? Is that all right with y'all? Turn to Colossians. First chapter of Colossians. I'll just begin at first verse. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says here. Praying always for you. You see that? The Apostle Paul was a praying man. Verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. Notice this word love keep coming up there. Love for all the saints. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, everybody say, for this reason. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. You see that again? Do not cease to pray for you and ask, and this is what he's praying, and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. How many of you want to be filled with the knowledge of his will? I know I do. Glory to God. And this is verse 9, Colossians 1, 9. That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Did you grab hold of that? In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, this is for us. This is for us today. The Colossian church, all those folk, they gone now. They're with Jesus. But we're still here. But the same Holy Ghost that moved on Paul to pray this prayer for the church is here for the church at Colossae. The Colossian church is also with us now. Hallelujah. So he said, I'm praying. And pray this for one another, that you walk worthy of the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say it again. Say amen.
Amen.
We need to pray that for one another that we walk worthy of the Lord. That we don't be half-stepping. Walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Being what? Fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's what I want for my life. I want to get to know him better every day. I want to know him better tomorrow than I knew him today. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and longsuffering with joy. Listen, if you want to know what God's will is for you, read these prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. I love verse 13. Who has delivered us? How many of you have been delivered? Raise your hand. Glory to God. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? That darkness was so powerful that it took Jesus Christ coming to this earth, dying on the cross, being buried, being raised from the dead on the third day, in other words, Jesus died on the cross and he went and took care of business for us.
Amen.
A lot of good things happened in 3 days.
Yes.
Darkness is powerful because you have to understand that what God gave to mankind, mankind gave it to the devil, Satan. His name is Adam. God gave it to him. He gave it to the devil. Well, Pastor, I thought that was Eve. No, the Bible says she was deceived. She was deceived. But her husband should have stepped up. You know, we just had Father's Day. Anybody remember what I told the men? Need to step up. Step out of the shadows. So evidently, Adam was taken by the forbidden fruit as Eve was. God didn't come back after Adam tasted it, took a bite. I'm just letting that. We're having a Selah moment. I just want you to let that soak in. But Adam sold out to Satan. The Apostle Paul says Satan became the god of this world, the god of this world system, little g, not big G. He became the god of this world. Matter of fact, when he tempted Jesus in Luke chapter 4, he showed him the kingdoms of the world. He says, listen what he told Jesus. He says, all this I'll give you. All this I'll give you. All you got to do is just bow down and worship me. Can you imagine that? He got kicked out of heaven because he wanted to be worshiped. He said he wanted to be like the Most High. That wasn't going to work. There's only one Most High, and it's going to remain one Most High. That will never change. Hallelujah. He wanted to be like the Most High, so he rebelled. He and one-third of the angelic force rebelled. They lost. But you know, he was kicked out of heaven, but he never changed his old nasty attitude. He never changed that pride. And guess what? He still wants to be worshiped today. He wants you to worship him. He wants the world to worship him. He's going to have one last shot with the Antichrist, well, at least before the millennial reign. I think you know the story. Read the book of Revelation. He's going to be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, but after 1,000 years, he's going to be released for a season. And after that, he's going to the lake of fire, never to be heard of again. Never to be heard of again. To be tormented forever and ever and ever. And all of his demonic forces are going to be tormented with him. Those that reject Jesus Christ is going to be tormented with him. I want to say, you know, to anybody watching the live stream, if you're not born again, get saved. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A little season of fun and sin ain't worth losing. Jesus asked the question, what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? It ain't worth it. I may not be speaking proper English, but let me say it again. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm so glad that Jesus didn't fall for that one. But he still wants to be worshiped. But now, getting back to what I was saying, darkness is powerful, but Jesus is greater than darkness. So verse 13 again says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Hallelujah. The Son of his love. Listen to this. Are you ready? In whom we have redemption. How? That's the only way, folks. We sing the song, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. The only way we're redeemed is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 14, and he's talking to the saints here. Is he praying for them as well? In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. And let's read on here. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. I love this, verse 16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And not everything is for him, but I'm here to tell you they will be for him, because that's against him will be done away with. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And I guess I'll read one more verse to you. Grab a hold of this. Amen. We'll get back to my notes later on. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church. You know who the pastor of this church is? Some of you do. Go ahead and say it. Jesus. Amen. He's the pastor of the entire church. He's the pastor. He's the head of the body. But for this particular church here, I'm the under pastor, you might say, the under shepherd, under Christ Jesus. That means that I'm supposed to be doing what he wants me to do, not what I want to do. Amen. And I want to tell you right now that I solicit your prayers, that I do not fail him in any way. And I don't have any intention of doing it either. That's the reason we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened so we'll know what the hope of his calling and carry it out. Hallelujah. 18 again, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Glory to God. Jesus comes in second to nothing. Hallelujah. Well, let me read about three, four or five more verses to you, and then we're going to quit after that. Hallelujah. This is blessing me. I hope it's blessing you too. Verse 19 says, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind, by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. In the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Hallelujah. One day I will stand before him. One day you will stand before him, and we will be blameless. It's because of the blood of Jesus that we are blameless. It's the blood of Jesus that washed the filth away from us and made us brand new creatures, a brand new creation in Christ Jesus, and we can stand before him blameless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he goes on to say, if indeed you continue in the faith. Somebody say, I'm going to continue. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded, everybody say grounded, and steadfast. Hallelujah. And are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. And the devil's trying as hard as he can to move people away from the gospel. Don't you let it happen. I repeat, do not let that happen. Stay with the truth. 23 again, we'll stop right there. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, what great salvation we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, what great salvation we have in Christ Jesus. And I want to tell y'all, I went a totally different direction than I thought I was going tonight. But that's all right, ain't it? Amen. Amen. So whatever you do, let's pray for one another. Like Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, I pray for you, Peter, that your faith don't fail. And then he told him, you know, when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your brethren. We are to strengthen one another. You hear me? We are to strengthen one another. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this great salvation that you've given us through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. May we walk in the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. May our eyes be continuously open to receive revelation of who you are and what you are to us and what you are requiring of us. As Jesus said, your will, Heavenly Father, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Use us for your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. If you're watching the live stream and you're not born again, I just want to encourage you right now to just give your heart to Jesus Christ. God's got a great future plan for you. You will receive. receive his son by faith into your heart, into your life, and make him Lord of your life, and allow him to lead you and guide you, and he'll do just that. If you're willing to do that, pray this prayer with me out loud. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you came down from heaven. I believe you came to the earth. I believe you was crucified.